the team's 15th shutout of the season. That's just an incredible stat. I don't think I've ever seen a defense as good as this BSU soccer team's this season. And their head coach, Jim Stone, joining me here. Coach, you look really cold. We'll just turn the space heater your way. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This has got to feel pretty darn good after all that your team has gone through. I know we talk about the adversity all the time of the mid-season, early season. You put up 3 goals here today. Is that kind of like the exclamation mark that you were looking for?
Yeah, hopefully it just continues to build our confidence offensively, and you know, confidence at this point of the year and in any point of the year is huge. So anything we can do to add to that, we'll take it.
9 shutouts now by Alyssa. She had 9 saves here today. Did you see that coming from Central Oklahoma, that they were going to be able to put that many shots on goal?
Yeah, it was. You know, I haven't even seen the statistics, so I don't even know how they fired. But, you know, they hit the post the one time. They're obviously a very good team. A lot of the shots were, you know, from distance, and you know, we were pretty compact, and we had a pretty good defensive shape. So I didn't feel like we gave up a lot of like quality scoring opportunities. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I haven't seen the stats, but I was okay with how. You know, how the game carried out and how we defended.
You get your first goal from Allison Smith. Allie has just had such a great year, her 7th goal of the season. You kind of expect to get those kind of goals from your veterans, don't you?
Yeah, you know, those are the type of kids that you hope step up in those big moments. And that's been happening as of late. So when it happens, you usually end up with a good result. And that was the case today.
That was the game-winning goal. You also get Sarah Wendt and Hallie Peterson. And Hallie hadn't scored much until I think I called her first goal. That was the one, that crazy play that Majewski and her set up against Minot. And here she is with her 2nd of the season. Huge play. But Sarah Wendt, again, I mean, she's just one of those dynamic players that teams have a hard time shutting down. How fun is it to have her on your side of the field?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, she's a handful. And and anytime you can have someone who scores goals on your roster the way Sarah does, it just makes life as a coach so much easier. And, yeah, obviously a big piece of our success is, you know, attributed to what she's done over the years for sure.
The weather, I know a lot of people are talking about it this week. Was it really a factor for your team?
Well, you know, certainly it was a factor in the game, and, you know, both teams had to play in it, and there's no doubt there's a huge influence with the condition of the field, you know, the ball kind of being more plasticky and skipping around, your footing. But I thought our kids were just, I keep saying this, but I thought they were just really professional in their approach. You know, they didn't seem to, oh yeah, the phone going off.
That's okay. You're a popular guy. It's all good.
I don't even know where it is. Sorry. We might have to ride this one out here.
It's all good.
But yeah, you know, so like, I feel like our kids really, really embraced it and not just said it, but mm-hmm. really believed that, hey, this is an advantage for us and we're on our home field. This is Northern Minnesota and buckle up.
Yeah.
And here we go. Let's enjoy this.
That's kind of what Alyssa Stumba just said moments ago. But you're going to be playing a very familiar opponent, Minnesota State. That'll be an interesting battle, but your team put up 3 goals. They had to win their game in PKs. Do you think that will give you a little bit more confidence going into that Sunday game?
You know, the only thing with that is, you know, they just had to put some extra mileage on, you know, like in our game against Minot, we had multiple players go over 10 miles in that game. Now, today was a little bit different with the weather. There probably wasn't that mileage going on because muscles are tight and people aren't moving as fast. But But nonetheless, I mean, you know, going over, you never want to go to overtime just because it's just more mileage on your players and you only have one day to recover. So there could be a little bit of a factor there. I don't think mentally, though. I think at this time of the year, you don't care how you advance, and they're riding high right now, you know, without a doubt. I mean, especially after they lost to Minot and PKs. So I think it could actually have a positive effect for them. For us, it's neutral. It doesn't affect one, you know. With us, it's just who's next, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's it going to take for your team to punch that ticket past Sunday?
It's going to take a great performance. Obviously, they're an incredible program, and they have been basically since their existence. And Coach Ball does a heck of a job there. They're one of the best teams in the country, and we're looking forward to a great game.
Enjoy this one. Congrats again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll see you Sunday.
Okay.